Piper is reevaluating its jet program again. A rolling TFR is following the Obama bus tour. And another big satellite is about to fall to Earth. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, October 18th, 2011. Just days after touting its business jet project at NBAA 2011 in Las Vegas, Piper Aircraft has announced another turnover in top management and a new interim CEO whose first statement is to question whether the Altair development program is properly aligned with market forecasts and company goals. Leaving the building are interim CEO Jeff Berger and Executive VP Randy Groom. Piper says Simon Caldicott has been appointed the new interim president and CEO of Piper Aircraft, effective immediately. Caldicott joined Piper in 2009 and is the former VP of operations responsible for manufacturing operations, manufacturing engineering, quality, and supply chain. Caldicott commented, quote, "I would like to thank Jeff Berger for his outstanding service to Piper throughout his time here. His hard work and contributions have seen us through many important changes that have helped continue a great tradition of precision manufacturing and delivering best-in-class airplanes," unquote. The statement acknowledges that Piper's existing products are doing well, but Caldicott cast new uncertainty on the jet program. Quote, "While the company continues to achieve internal financial and delivery targets for the existing turboprop and piston product lines, we have initiated a review of the Altair Business Jet Development Program. This is being undertaken to ensure the company is properly aligning business goals and light jet market forecasts with investment strategies and economic forecasts," unquote. Caldicott is a 37-year industry veteran and former VP with Raytheon and Hawker Beechcraft. Piper describes him as a green belt in the Six Sigma Process Improvement Program. Piper says it will announce the conclusion of the Altair program review to employees and the industry as soon as possible. If you're flying around the mid-Atlantic states today or tomorrow, beware the rolling TFR. In a preview of what the later stages of his re-election campaign may look like next year, President Obama is on a bus tour of rural communities in North Carolina and Virginia, and a TFR is actually following the bus. The text description of this thing is a mess, so just know to check for NOTAMs before you fly, unless you really, really want a multi-hour interview with federal authorities following your own F-15 encounter. It looks as though falling satellite debris will become a regular part of life in the 21st century. Sometime between this Friday and Monday, just a month after NASA's 6-ton UARs fell into the Pacific, a defunct German satellite called ROSAT will take the plunge. As was the case last month, scientists say they won't know until just before impact where the space junk is likely to hit. ROSAT is an acronym for Röntgen Satellite, named after physicist Wilhelm Röntgen, who won the first Nobel Prize for his 1895 discovery of X-rays. The satellite is an X-ray telescope which was launched on an 18-month mission in 1990, ended up providing useful functionality for more than 8 years, and is credited with helping researchers map over 100,000 sources of X-ray radiation from space. While it may be natural to feel anxiety over the threat of getting hit by a piece of a falling satellite, NASA space debris expert Nicholas Johnson of NASA's Johnson Space Center tells USA Today that uncontrolled re-entry of space junk the size of ROSAT happens many times a year, while something the size of the larger UARs drops from the sky about once a year. By comparison, an estimated 500 meteorites reach the surface of the Earth every year. At NBAA last week, I spoke with a number of iPhone users who were excited that Apple was releasing its new operating system, promising a few useful tweaks and increased cloud functionality. But Hilton Software is cautioning pilots who use aviation apps like WingX that iOS 5 will automatically delete your apps and files stored locally for offline use if the device determines it needs more memory, and that could include your charts and airport information. In many cases, users update these files on the device but don't back them up, so if they're deleted, they're gone. Dr. Hilton Goldstein is telling ANN that while WingX Pro 7 is technically compatible with the new operating system, he recommends users of his software hold off upgrading the OS until Apple finds a way to stop deleting your apps and data. Boeing's new 787 Dreamliner looks to be a great airplane, but it's 3 years late to market, and those delays cost the company some orders on Monday. China Eastern Airlines cited the delays as the reason, or, depending on who you talk to, the excuse, for canceling 24 Dreamliner orders in favor of getting 45 Boeing 737s instead. The airline will also spend $2.5 billion with Airbus to get 15 new A330s. Up next on ANN, NIMBYs ratchet up the fight to close Santa Monica Airport. Norman Surplus will lose another winter to bureaucrats. And if we have to get old, here's how you do it. You're listening to Arrow News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, October 18th. I'm Paul Plack. Adventurer Norman Surplus has been delayed for another winter in his quest to become the first person to circumnavigate the globe in an autogyro. He's conceded the need to park his yellow autogyro MT-03, tail number GYROX, in Japan to wait for the late Arctic spring to arrive again before crossing the Bering Straits to Alaska. Surplus is a colon cancer survivor who set out in March of 2010 from Larne, Ireland, to circle the Earth, but repairs after ditching in a lake in the Philippines took the UK CAA months to approve, and he had to give up and pickle it in the Philippines last winter. This year, the Japanese bureaucracy caused delays, eventually overcome, but in the meantime, the Russians revoked their permission for Surplus to traverse their eastern coastline, demanded he reapply, and months later, there's been no approval or even a response, so the gyro is again being pickled in Asia for the winter, this time in Japan. Team Gyrox recently blogged, quote, "It is sad news that once again bureaucracy has brought this magnificent adventure to a grinding halt. The fact that our brave aviator is doing something unique and for such a good cause seems to go over the heads of these faceless pen pushers in so many countries, but they haven't reckoned with the tenacity of Norman Surplus," unquote. Residents of Santa Monica, California, and two other nearby communities gathered to protest over the weekend, calling for the closure of the Santa Monica Airport and blaming aircraft operations for noise, pollution, and compromised safety in their neighborhoods. The Santa Monica Daily Press reports that protesters from West Los Angeles and Venice joined the locals to picket on the sidewalks at the intersection of National Boulevard and Bundy Drive on Sunday. The signs held messages including "Fly Clean or Don't Fly" and "Santa Monica, No on Cigarettes, Soft on Jet Pollution." And the paper reports extra signs were prepared in advance for passersby who wished to join the protest. But some of the comments of individual participants suggested the real issue is noise, despite quieter planes and declining operations in recent years. Roger Allen of Sunset Park told the paper, quote, "We want to be able to sit outside and relax or sleep in on the weekends," unquote. But Allen says he's lived in his home about 15 years. The airport's been there since 1919. There was also mention of the leaded avgas used by piston aircraft, which has been an issue widely publicized by environmental activists in California lately. On Saturday night, a group calling itself Concerned Residents Against Airport Pollution held a rally in West LA, which was to have featured tour stops by John Stewart and Dan Glass, two activists associated with a protest group in England called Plain Stupid. But British media report that Glass was unable to get a visa to travel, and Stewart was intercepted by the FBI in New York and sent back home. Glass became famous for attempting to attach himself, literally, to Prime Minister Gordon Brown, using superglue smuggled in his underwear during a protest in 2008. And yes, Concerned Residents Against Airport Pollution does use the acronym CRAP. The Daily Press reports protesters are being galvanized by the approach of the year 2015, when they believe any grant assurances to the FAA forcing local communities to keep the airport open, will expire. The FAA differs on that, saying the actual date falls in 2023, but noting that the Santa Monica Airport must remain an airport in perpetuity. The NTSB is investigating a fatal accident involving a DG-1000 sailplane which hit trees on takeoff from Clay Elum Airport in central Washington state about 4 p.m. Pacific time Thursday. The aircraft was reportedly being filmed for use in a Cadillac commercial. The pilot and owner, who died in the crash, has been identified by local authorities as 53-year-old William Weller of Tukwila. The FAA preliminary reports indicate the plane hit trees. The commercial production company reportedly was filming from a helicopter overhead at the time of the accident, so presumably investigators will have a good resource in the footage. CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves has announced the start of another 8-week webinar series for instrument pilots. This is not your father's test prep course. I audited some of the sessions in last year's course, and what you'll get is candid, practical tips for dealing with real-world IFR situations, some which don't obviously occur to you. Bob is a great presenter and has further refined the course materials since last year. You can participate from anywhere using a computer and broadband internet access for 8 consecutive Tuesday nights starting November 1st. If you miss a section, you can watch a recording when you get time. The course is $149, but you can take the first session free before deciding if you want to continue. You can find details and registration information by following the FMI link in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. And finally today, a memorial service was held Saturday for Charles Roger Keeney of Lomita, California, who died of natural causes at age 100 on August 27th. Keeney flew for the last time in his Super Cub on his 97th birthday in February of 2008. His service was held in a hangar at Torrance Municipal Airport, which was called the Lomita Flight Strip when Keeney opened his Acme Aircraft Company there in 1945, modifying and building aircraft, including experimental racers. His daughter, Nancy Cook of Manhattan Beach, told the paper her father asked earlier this year, quote, "I've done everything I wanted to do. I've got to 100. Now what?" That's what he said. The last thing he wanted to do was get to 100, unquote. The story of Keeney's introduction to flying goes back almost a century now, but it sounds much like a young eagle story from today. He said his father bought him an airplane ride as a child. He told the Daily Breeze in 2007, quote, "I couldn't believe anything was that much fun. From then on, I had one goal in mind, to learn to fly," unquote. Keeney went on to earn his pilot certificate after logging just 6 hours. In 2007, the FAA awarded him its Wright Brothers Master Pilot Award, denoting at least 50 consecutive years of safe flying. You know, I'm not sure I want to live to be 100, but if I do, I'd like to still be flying when I'm 97. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.